This is JIS News. Coming up, new health minister takes up duties today. Jamaica poised for further growth and government close to reaching agreement on sugar cess. The news in detail after this message. Calling all government pensioners in St. James, Westmoreland, Hanover, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney. The Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our final stop will be at West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, Friday, November 13, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, Friday, November 13, starting at 10 a.m. See you there. Now the news. Former Minister with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, this morning took up duties as the new Health Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller had announced last week that Mr. Daly would replace outgoing Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, who has been appointed Minister of Labour and Social Security. In an address to the nation on Sunday, Mrs. Simpson-Miller expressed confidence in Mr. Daly's ability to oversee operations at the Health Ministry and restore confidence in the public health system.
He has served as Health Minister before, and he knows the system very well. He has assured me that his first order of business will be to strengthen the system of healthcare delivery to eliminate the deaths of babies or adults from causes such as bacterial outbreaks. I have also instructed Minister Daly to review the reporting structure between the regions and the Ministry of Health.
The Prime Minister says Mr. Daly has also been tasked with increasing the level of accountability from senior medical officers and administrators in all public hospitals across the island. Economic Programme Oversight Committee EPOC co-chair Richard Biles says Jamaica remains poised to record further growth based on current positive economic developments. Notable among these, he says, are improved revenue generation and collection, as well as reductions in the trade deficit and inflation. Revenue generation for the first 6 months of the 2015 to 2016 fiscal year was slightly ahead of target by $0.5 billion or 0.2%.
Tax collections, very happy to say, are ahead of target. They are ahead by $5 billion, almost 2.6%, and that's quite significant. And they're better than last year by $26.6 billion or 16% more.
Mr. Biles adds that the trade deficit also fell from $2.6 billion US to $2.2 billion for the period January to July. Inflation rates are also low, showing a 2.6% reduction for January to September this year, from 3.3% for the same period last year. The EPOC co-chair is projecting that the 2015 calendar year inflation rate could close out at anywhere between 5 and 5.5%. The government is close to reaching an agreement with the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, JMA, in relation to the imposition of a cess on imported refined sugar. Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly made the announcement while addressing the 78th Annual Conference of the Jamaica Sugar Technologists held in St. Anne recently. The cess, which was announced last year, seeks to address the loss of revenue due to the leakage of imported duty-free sugar intended for manufacturing into the retail trade. Minister Kelly says the proceeds will allow for the investment in public goods to enhance the competitiveness of the sugar industry.
Critical areas of investment will include the installation of irrigation systems, research in new varieties and co-products, the expansion of extension services, and the rehabilitation of cane roads.
Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says there are some critical areas which must be addressed in light of the impending 30 to 40% drop in sugar price on the European Union EU market.
The time has come for us to take a look at the arrangements for the payment for molasses. One of the ways of improving payments to farmers next year, given the prospects of the overall lower cane prices, is to recalibrate how we pay for locally produced molasses, with a view to bringing a level of parity between the prices paid for local versus imported molasses.
Minister Kelly says he's willing to engage the relevant stakeholders on the matter. He further notes that there is need for dialogue with the Sugar Manufacturing Corporation to explore the prospects of increasing the first payment to farmers. This with a view of putting them in a position to procure inputs for their farms and pay for harvesting. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.